Welcome to episode 567 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents Anna, Sandy, and Donna. If you've ever dreamed of skipping the lines, enjoying exclusive access, and experiencing the parks like a true VIP, then this episode is for you. From behind-the-scenes magic to personal guides through the most iconic attractions, we'll take you through every moment of this unforgettable journey. So grab your Mickey ears and your Mickey bar and get ready to hear how Outlander Travel brought the VIP treatment to a whole new level at the happiest place on earth. So let's get started. All right. This was fun. So let me I will go ahead and put out there that 10 of us from the Outlander team did this before our national conference, and we all pitched in to pay for it. We received no discounts other than what's available to the public. It was a full price tour, and we did it partially to experience the VIP experience, but mostly because
we really wanted VIP to experience it.
Because we wanted VIP treatment.
We are princesses.
We've got a little bougier.
So now that you know all of that, let's talk a little bit about the logistics. So since I booked it, I'll just talk about the boring part, which is paying for it and what is involved. So a private VIP tour at Walt Disney World is a minimum of 7 hours, and it is at an hourly rate. And generally, the hourly rate will change based on when it is. You'll find that weekends tend to be a little bit more expensive than weekdays, often, unless it's very much off season, which, by the way, that's where when we were there, go smack in the middle of hurricane season, and you could get a pretty good deal. Anywhere between $450 an hour to, I've seen it as high as $900 an hour. And I will not be surprised.
That would probably be New Year's. And
yeah,
Christmas.
And I will not be surprised if this holiday season we see it even higher than that. So, Thanksgiving weekend, Christmas, spring break, meaning usually the week after Easter, like Easter week. Those are usually at a very high level. Other holiday weekends, but honestly, more times than not, it's on the higher end of that scale. So if you want to go and do this and you want it to be cheap, I would say, well, it's never going to be cheap, but I would say that September is the best time to go. So $450 an hour for a minimum of 7 hours, and I believe it's now a maximum of 12. It's 10 or 12 hours that you can do. And when you book it, or when your travel advisor books it for you, we book 7 hours, and then you can make a decision while in the parks if you want to go longer. If you know you want to go for 8 or 9 hours, then or you think you're going to, we can go ahead and notify them of that. But you'll only be charged for the 7 hours 2 days before your tour, and then any additional hours will be billed incrementally in 15 minutes on the day after your tour. So that's also nice because you can hold it with a credit card and you aren't charged until 2 days before your tour. So it gives you plenty of time to save up.
I think we should mention too that is for 10 people. So if you have 11 people, you need 2 guides,
yes.
And which doubles the price. Yeah.
But if you have one person, it's still 1 guide at the same price. There's no discount. So that's part of the reason we did it as a team, because we could get 10 people together and do that. Now, if you have a family that is 12 people, you're going with extended family or whatever, and you want to all 12 of you to go, you will be paying for 2 guides. So you just double that cost. Anything else we should say about the cost of this before we talk about why you would pay that much money for this?
That it's worth every penny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll go into that here in a moment
on why
it's worth every penny. Yeah.
So Disney would not probably approve of us saying skip the lines, because it's not technically skip the lines. So let's start with that and different experiences. So you guys want to tell some stories about what we experienced when we were on our tour as far as lines go?
What lines?
Well, some of them, they took us like in the back entrance, so the exit ramp. So we did really, truly get to go to the front of the line. But a lot of times we were basically in the lightning lane. What was great, though, is the guide was there and he stayed with us the whole time. He didn't just like drop us off and go, unless, of course, the one time we were, you know, he ran to go get rain ponchos because it was pouring. But he stayed with us. He talked to us. He was answering our questions. He was telling us about the rides, about the history, about some of the small details that you may miss. So it was very, very informative while we were waiting.
Yes. And he was aware of who we were. So, you know, we told him we were travel advisors. We told him we were very experienced Disney visitors, which is my nice way of saying we're very old and we've been a lot of times. So he was able to cater to that.
We know a lot.
Yeah, we do know a lot, but he knew more. And so he knew way more.
Yeah.
Shared that. So yeah, Donna, that's a great point. And because he stayed with us in line, they saw that we had a VIP guide. So one of the other nice things is he was able to say, they would like to ride in the front, please. And yes. We did.
Yes, we did.
Anna, which rides did you do in the front?
So I did Slinky Dog and Tron. I had not done either of those in the front, and that was my request, and he fulfilled my request.
And
I was very
that's
excited.
What they do is they make magic happen and fulfill
they
requests.
Do. They sprinkle that little bit of pixie dust and make it happen.
They're, and you know, honestly, it would be enough. I would sit in the back of every one just to get the ride access that we got, but we didn't have
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, we didn't have to. So no.
That was awesome.
I'd like to point out that I gave up sitting in the front row every single time for my team. I took it from the team, literally.
You won't have to fight me for that one.
I don't think anyone noticed that.
I know nobody noticed that. So that's why I'm saying
actually,
that.
Actually, that's not true because you got soaked on the log flip.
Oh, I took the front on Splash Mountain. When nobody
I was with her. You know what? I took one for the team and I was with her. And we had a tidal wave like come up over and down inside of our ponchos. It was.
Yes.
That's not true. You actually didn't get the front.
We endured that for you all.
Yes. I still feel like that's a sacrifice, Donna. That wasn't.
That was a sacrifice on my part.
Yes. Anna absolutely sacrificed with me. She was bitter about it the whole time too. Like I thought
absolutely.
She was going to hit me.
But I loved it. It was fun. It was fine. Yeah. It was fine. It was like 100 degrees outside. So we dried fairly quickly. It was
we dried fairly quickly. So we started our tour a little bit later in the day, and just tip-wise, they highly recommend that you still start your tour earlier in the day, because even though you have this VIP guide, you can get more done earlier in the day. And yes. I have done a VIP tour before, I did one with Sandy. And with Sandy, I think we did start midday, and that was because we did that like last minute, right? We called that morning.
Yeah, I think we got, they called us and said they were available that day.
Yeah. Yeah. We were waitlisted because we were wishy-washy about whether or not we wanted to do it.
Yeah. Right.
But there was a reason. I mean, I think we should state that there was a reason why we started a little bit later in the day. And that is because you can, based on when you start your tour, like for our group, we intentionally started it a little bit later in the day so that we ended right before the Starlight Parade, which is a brand new parade that I don't think any of us had seen.
I think Brooke had seen it.
Maybe one or two of us had seen it, but the majority of us had not. So in doing that, we were able to secure our VIP seating, our standing area, which is on the platform of the train station at Magic Kingdom, right at the entrance. So we got VIP viewing, and that is just for VIP tour guests. Nobody else is up there. So we purposely started it so that we would end there with the VIP viewing, which was absolutely perfect. So if fireworks or the nighttime parade are very high up on your list, then it might be worth starting a little bit later in the day if you're just doing the 7 hours to end, so you get that VIP viewing. That was really worth it, I think.
Yeah, and we stopped with the parade, but we could have pushed it even later and done the fireworks as well. I just didn't want to, that's paying a lot of money for some standing time, because the VIP guide will get you to the area about 30 minutes before. So you're literally paying for, if you do that, you're paying for that VIP guide during that time. And again, that may be worth it to you if you want to do the fireworks as well. And I can see where it would be valuable, because if you really want to see the fireworks, being right that not only are you you have a great view of the castle and all the projections, but you also are right at the exit, so you can zip on out of there at the end. And you do have the option of your guide taking you back to your resort too. So, you know, that is all in the billable hours, but if you wanted to avoid the buses and everything altogether, you could do that. And your VIP guide can pick you up at your resort as well. So that can be great, especially when you have a large party. So since I just mentioned that, you want to talk about our transportation, situation?
Yes. So the transportation was awesome. I will say you can park hop as long as you have a park hopper ticket. So I will state that park tickets are not included with the VIP tour. And if you want to hop and do more than one park, you need to have a park hopper ticket. But each time we wanted to, and we did three parks with our tour. So with each transportation between the parks, we were whisked to the back. Through a private, like, I don't even know where we were taken. We were just taken
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes to the very back. And we were in a van that comfortably seated all 10 of us and taken to the next park. And again, whisked through the back entrance. We did not have to go back through security. We had already done all of that. And that was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed that a lot.
Donna, you have anything to add about that?
I honestly was really curious how they were going to do that. But it was, you know, they had their own vans and everything, and they had somebody out there basically directing traffic. So it was very seamless. And then sitting on the seats were more rain ponchos because it was threatening rain for a second time.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. It was, they really try to make it very, very easy to do. And a lot of the hassles that you get going through all the lines and going through security and going through all those things are kind of eliminated. So it really makes there's a lot more convenience. And of course you pay for that convenience.
Yes, you are. But that's the thing is people say, oh, that's so expensive. But these are the sorts of things that you don't think about that are worth so much money. I mean, so much money. When we went to Epcot, the one thing we wanted to do two things there, but Test Track was closed. So the one thing that we really wanted to do was Guardians, and he literally could park right behind Guardians. I mean, we walked in and walked to Guardians. You don't go through that front entrance. Yeah.
I know. I remember walking in, I was like, oh, yeah, there's Guardians.
This is where I am.
It was like right in front of my, I was like, oh,
yeah,
we're here. Okay. It was awesome.
Yep. Yep.
But the biggest thing you also want to remember, even with a VIP tour guide, is sometimes pack your flexibility, because we really wanted to do Test Track, but that's one of those things that is weather permitting and the weather was not cooperating. So just keep that in mind. And it's not the fault of the guide. It's not the fault of, you know, it's the weather. So
you just have to roll with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's lightning. And if lightning were to strike you on that ride, it would be very bad. So yes. Very, very bad. We did joke about it because they just redid it. And you would think that they would have changed some of the materials so that it wasn't so dangerous to the lightning, because this has been a problem like forever. It's not like this is a new problem. But so, yeah, that was a bummer because it's just recently refurbished and we haven't. Most of us haven't experienced it. In fact, all of us had not experienced it. I don't know if anybody did after.
I did after. I went the next day.
So would it have been, was it worth it? Like, did we really miss out?
Just say no.
No, just miss out.
Just say no.
Lie to me. Tell me sweet lies.
Right?
Well, it's more about innovation rather than the crash test dummy simulation.
Okay.
So they kind of updated it a little.
Okay. So it was fun, but not like, not worth getting hit by lightning fun. Okay. So, the transportation is a big thing. And if you are picked up at your resort and taken to the park, then you don't have to go through security, the main security at all. You go through the back door. So, this is a really great way to save time. So even though you're like, well, if they pick me up at the resort, then they have to drive me and that's eating up time. But in some ways that will save you time in other experiences and ways. So,
right.
I am a big proponent of having them pick you up at the resort and then, you make your own way back. But that's me and my style. I think I usually, you know, have those conversations. Many of my clients just want to meet in the park because they were planning on being in the park before that anyway. And we did that too, because, you know, it was already, we started our tour at 1:30. So we knew that we were going to want to.
Yeah. Most of us were already in the park, yeah, kind of doing stuff. So it just worked out that, yep, way. But yeah, we did learn though. And I guess I'll mention that, for offsite guests, it was mentioned that, you can either meet in the park or there is actually a designated resort pickup for guests that are staying off site. And that's at Port Orleans Riverside, right? It was Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you do have the option of being, you know, you just, you know, make your way over to Port, yeah, Orleans or meet in the park.
Yeah. And the reason that it's Riverside is because they have a lot of parking there and they, mm-hmm, are not a place where people try to park. Like going, if you were to say, pick me up at the Grand Floridian, then, you know, that you're trying to park really close to the park. Right. So you would have to have a reservation at a different at the resort in order to be picked up at any of the other resorts. They also, yeah, pick up at Four Seasons, and they pick up actually at several other locations. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, we can check for you before, you know, as to the best pickup location, absolutely, for you based on where you're staying.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
And one thing that I mentioned, this was my third chance to do a VIP, and the first two times I don't remember getting any extras at all. But this time they always, and I'm going to say that in quotes because this first time I got one, you get a VIP pin, which is really cute.
It was adorable.
It is a cute little pin.
We got that last time. I have one.
Really?
Before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe your kids took it.
I bet they did. That tracks. Yeah, that's so weird. It looks different, right? Because he said they change it up pretty often. That's the new one, right?
Nope.
No, that's the old one because it's got a black hat on it. Okay. So our audience can't see that, but
they can't. But the pin's, yeah, super cool. It was a fun little treat.
Yeah, and it's exclusive to VIP guests. We also got VIP ponchos. They're just as plastic as the regular ponchos, but they say VIP on them.
They say VIP, so it's way cooler.
Way cooler. I mean, they're still really hot, but. And a new thing that they do is they have the VIP shopping experience. And I can't believe they didn't think of this earlier, but they have very high end souvenirs,
merchandise
that you can buy with the VIP designs on it. Sandy, you look like you want to say something.
The high end, like Mickey ears and high end Mickey ears.
I know somebody in our group got a corksicle water bottle.
It's really nice. Although
I don't remember who it was, but somebody got it.
And she was obnoxious and carried it around for the next
week. She was really obnoxious about it. Another person got ears. They had an ornament. They had some like clothing items. They had a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. Now it is higher end, so it's not cheap. So, you know, if you want to get something, plan ahead and take a few extra bucks with you, because it's not cheap stuff, but it's one of a kind. Like it's,
mm-hmm,
and you can only get it when you're on the tour. If you walk away from the tour 10 minutes after it's done and you're like, oh shoot, I want to get the, no, once your tour is over, that's it. The shopping ends and you are not able to get it. So
yes,
if you want it, get it right then and there.
And you really don't want to spend too much time there because that's billable time because it's on your tour. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was a little frustrated because when we got there was another tour ahead of us. So it took a little while, and it's a process because none of that stuff, yeah, is actually on the floor in that shop. So they have to go to the back and unlock the, mm-hmm, case. And I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like you're buying diamonds. So
yeah.
Yeah. So that was a nice plus, but we also got a couple of little surprises along the way. Some little snacks, and it was,
we did. Do we want to touch on that?
Yeah, we can.
Tell everybody what we got.
But we want to be careful because we want to make sure you understand that these are surprises that we got. So there's no, yes, guarantee.
There's no telling. Your tour guide will do what they want it. So this was just for us. So Our first park was Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got off of one of the Star Wars rides, we had
blue and green milk,
mm-hmm. which was really fun. That was really good.
And I'm so
before,
proud of
Robin. Before that, we had...
Our picky eaters were actually tried it. Robin was like, no, I don't do milk. And we're like, it's not milk. It's like, it's...
There's smoothie. No dairy.
It's a slushy.
Yeah. It's a slushy, but
it's really good. And she liked it. She liked it. Mm-hmm. But before that, we did, after getting off of Slinky Dog, remember he was, our guide was handing out bottles of Smart Water, not Dasani. Mm-hmm. We don't drink Dasani. We drink Smart Water. Yeah. I was told.
And I actually still had some of my Dasani. He was like, we don't do Dasani on this tour. We don't. Mm-mm. So, and Smart Water in the parks now is like $6.50 or something, right?
It's
like,
yeah. So that's really a deal.
Yeah.
then our next park was Epcot. And after Guardians, we were given piping hot. Like it was so hot. Like I was having to like shift it between hands because it was like really hot. Mickey pretzels with
cheese sauce
for dipping. And more Smart Water. And then we ended in Magic Kingdom with the Starlight Parade. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
We also would have had churros if it wasn't lightning outside.
That's true. Yes. The churro stand had to close because of the lightning. So.
Yeah.
We would have had churros.
I didn't know this, but the reason why that happens, just so this is a little behind the scenes thing that I think we can share, is the churros are not made in those little carts. So they have to bring them out in metal objects. They roll them out to those stands. So they can't do that when there's lightning outside.
Then we ended, and this was a nice little treat. We ended with the Starlight Parade in Magic Kingdom. We were all hanging out up on the platform of the train station, getting ready for just hanging out. And our guide decided that ending the evening with Mickey ice cream bars was completely appropriate. Mm-hmm. So he ran down and got us some Mickey bars and ran them right back up to us while we kept our space for our parade. So that was a fun treat.
And he gave us a choice because there are people who prefer the ice cream sandwiches, myself included, over the Mickey bars. Mm-hmm. So he asked what we wanted. And I mean, it was great. And I'm just going to say that we did not pay for those at that moment. I would argue that we paid for it in the cost of our tour. So I'm not going to say they were free, but it was nice little surprise and delights like that. And they sort of have some power to do that in different ways, depending on your group. So that's why I want to caution that no experience is like any other experience, and you can't, don't expect that necessarily. But you also can share with us before we book what some of your favorite things about Disney are, and they will do everything that they can to incorporate that.
Well, I do like that, they, our tour guide mentioned that, they really do their best to pair you with the right tour guide that's going to meet your needs, because not every tour guide is going to specialize in the same thing. Some tour guides might specialize in dealing with small children and can really be a help with your small children. Other tour guides, that's not their specialty, and that's okay. So, it's one thing to mention in the whole process is what your specific needs are for your family during this tour, because that will help them pair you with the right tour guide.
Yes. And you can request a guide. So if if you wanted our guide, I'm not going to say his name because you can request, but it's not guaranteed. And it's highly recommended that you are flexible, because sometimes they'll match you with somebody even better than the one that you knew about. I actually requested a guide that one of my clients always requests, and I wanted to meet her, and we didn't get her. But the guide we got was so fantastic. I mean, I'm sure she's great too, but he was just perfect for us. So I think that is really important. And I actually arranged a tour. Sorry.
Our last guide was fabulous too. I mean, I haven't had a bad one. So.
Yeah. Although he was a runner, man. He kept us moving. I was like, I was so tired. And I actually said that when I booked this, I was like, look, we're a group of 10 and we're at various fitness levels, and I'm probably at the least fitness level. So we need somebody who can take it at a good pace, but not run us to death. So
I will run in that park all day long.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, we cannot, we don't need an Anna speed guide. We need a Lizzie speed guide. But he was also very conscious of like my physical limitations. And at the end of the night, I almost left and didn't see the parade because I knew I couldn't stand any longer. He was like, I'll get you a wheelchair. I was like, well, no. He's like, it wasn't a question. That's what I'm going to do because you can't miss this parade. So I'm going to get you a wheelchair. So he sat, you know, he gave me a seat to sit in, which honestly is the only way I could stay and watch that. So I'm so grateful because at that point my body was just done. And so to be able to sit and enjoy that and get to see it, it was 100% worth it. So,
yep.
And I really did, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not listening or anything, but you can tell me if this isn't true, but I feel like it was probably the best team building we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 13.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Yes, I would agree.
Absolutely. So much fun. I totally agree.
Yeah.
It gave us
do it all the time.
Yeah, it gave us a lot of opportunity to talk to each other too. Whereas when we do a dinner or something like that, you know, you can usually only talk to the person beside you, but we sort of rotated through and, you know,
yeah.
I had to ride with Anna twice, but most of the time we changed, you know, who we were riding with and, you know,
got to ride with Anna twice.
Yeah. That's what I said, right?
I don't think I got to ride with Anna at all.
Oh my gosh. So we should do a redo.
I know. I did almost see Robin almost lose her lunch on Guardians though. Like, yeah. That was close.
That would have been great team building.
Oh man. Yeah. That would have been such a thing. Yeah.
And when you do have a VIP tour booked, they can help with things like dining and other reservations. Mm-hmm. They don't have superpowers as far as that's concerned, but they definitely can be a good help for that. So if you have a VIP guide and don't want to get online and do your reservations, they can do that for you.
Well, and I will say, of course, it's not guaranteed for every trip, but I had clients that were doing a VIP and they couldn't find the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique reservation that they wanted. Our VIP found it.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, that's not a guarantee that that's going to happen every time, but, you know, that they're there to help with that. And then, you know, too, when you are making your VIP, and I'll just mention that when you're making your VIP reservation, you will submit to your tour guide or to the VIP department, your must-dos, you know, the shows that you want to see, the rides that you want to ride, and then they're going to tailor and curate your plan for that day based on what you want so that you can maximize your time there so that you can do everything that you want to do.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's really, I mean, I know we've talked about the expense of the tour, but with all that you're getting, this being my first one, I've already told my husband he needs to start making a whole lot more money because I need this on every trip now. It really is so worth the expense.
One of the things our guide suggested that I thought was really a good idea if you have the budget for it was to do 2 days and do two parks really intense the first day and two parks really intense the second day because like we had other stuff we wanted to do Remy and we wanted to do Soarin' at Epcot, but Epcot's so big that we just could not fit it in and still end up over in Magic Kingdom doing what we wanted to do. So so if you have the budget, you know, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. And if you do that, I also recommend, unless you don't have the time, that you try to take a break in between. So do a VIP tour one day, the next day do the pools, maybe Disney Springs or maybe go back to one of the parks that you just wanted to do a couple of other things or eat or whatever. And then do your VIP tour the next day or the day after. I think that it's always good to put some space if you can between the 2 days, because I slept really well that night. I was beat and everybody has different energy levels, but still it is, it's a lot when you can ride that many rides. We did crunch some numbers and, I think this will be on our Instagram at some point, but, we averaged 20 minutes, at each ride from when we walked into the ride, like when we got in the line whether or not there was a line that we were in, and when we left the ride. So obviously that also is affected, like Rise of the Resistance, the ride is 22 minutes. So that obviously bumps the average up a little bit when you think about it. But in general, from beginning to end, 20 minutes at each ride. Tron was a bit longer. And then of course Rise was a bit longer because of just by the nature of it. So, we rode 11 rides in 3 parks. That doesn't sound like a lot, but the rides we rode were, impressive.
All the big ticket rides. It wasn't the secondary. It was big ticket rides.
We didn't do Space Mountain, right? Yeah. We skipped that. We didn't do, Remy or Soarin'.
That's okay.
We didn't go to Animal Kingdom. And we didn't do Rock and Roller Coaster because it was also down. And we didn't do Test Track because it was down.
Yeah.
So, but everything else, right?
We did.
Yeah. All the ticket. We did Seven Dwarves. We did Tron. We did
Tiana's.
Boy, did we.
We did Tiana's.
We spent a lot of time at Hollywood Studios. We did Slinky Dog and Toy Story Midway and Rise and the Millennium Falcon and Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm. Minnie and Mickey.
Runaway Railway. So that had a really cool entrance for us. That was really nice. We really did do a lot. And the numbers don't lie. And then that gave us time to take a breather in between and snack on a pretzel or, you know, whatever. So I really felt like it was the perfect Disney day.
It was an amazing Disney day.
So before we wrap up, just to also note, we mentioned that the park ticket wasn't included. So you must have a park hopper for your VIP tour. Meals are not included, but you can eat. I mean, you can stop and eat whenever you want. We chose to eat on the fly and not spend time eating in a restaurant.
Stuff that we could eat and walk and not. Yeah.
Yeah. But you certainly can just know that that's billable time. Some guests, when they are eating, they'll invite their guide to join them and they'll pay for their meal as sort of a thank you, which is a nice thing to do. But that goes to show also that gratuities are not included. So you'll want to make sure you bring money for gratuities. And some guides have a Venmo that they, you know, where you can just scan it and others don't. So it's probably best to have the cash with
little
you.
Cash.
Yeah. So.
And I would suggest maybe eating like we did. I know some of us did. We ate a meal before the VIP started. So that way we went in with a full stomach. So that would be something to do as well. Maybe just plan it to where you can eat a meal before and then maybe just snack during the tour like we did. So
he also offered, we could have done a mobile order while we were on a ride. He would have gone and picked it up.
That we could mobile order and he would pick it up for us. So that is also an option.
Yeah. A very good option. I might add that that was something that I didn't know he could do. So, And honestly, they can, you know, some of the snack carts even take mobile order. So, if you're jonesing something, they can probably find a way to get it for you. So, all right. Anybody else have anything else to add to?
I mean, I could talk for another couple of hours if y'all have time.
No,
it was so much fun. You don't? Yeah. Okay. It's fine. It was amazing.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Anna, Sandy, Donna, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.